by Side, Second Edition, Book 4, Chapter 9, page 116. This is the bus to the mall, isn't it? Listen.
This is the bus to the mall, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That's what I thought.
Do exercises 1 through 9. You will hear the correct line after you speak. You begin. 1.
Abraham Lincoln was our 16th president, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
That's what I thought.
2.
I can skate here, can't I?
Yes, you can.
That's what I thought.
3.
Ms. Smith will be out of town next week, won't she?
Yes, she will.
That's what I thought.
4.
The president is going to speak on TV tonight, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
That's what I thought.
5.
We've already seen this movie, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
That's what I thought.
6.
You were a waiter in the restaurant across the street, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
That's what I thought.
7.
You live in apartment 17, don't you?
Yes, I do.
That's what I thought.
8. You locked the front door, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
That's what I thought.
9. You're a famous movie star, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
That's what I thought.
117. Your son isn't allergic to penicillin, is he? Listen.
Your son isn't allergic to penicillin, is he?
No, he isn't.
That's what I thought.
Do exercises 1 through 9. You will hear the correct line after you speak. You begin. 1.
You aren't really going to go swimming today, are you?
No, I'm not.
That's what I thought.
2.
I can't have any more candy, can I?
No, you can't.
That's what I thought.
3.
The mail hasn't come yet, has it?
No, it hasn't.
That's what I thought.
4.
There weren't any airplanes when you were a little boy, were there?
No, there weren't.
That's what I thought.
5.
Dr. Anderson won't be in the office tomorrow, will he?
No, he won't.
That's what I thought.
6.
I shouldn't take these pills right after I eat, should I?
No, you shouldn't.
That's what I thought.
7.
The children don't ride this old bicycle anymore, do they?
No, they don't.
That's what I thought.
8.
We didn't have any homework for today, did we?
No, we didn't.
That's what I thought.
9.
I haven't taught tag questions before, have I?
No, you haven't.
That's what I thought.
Page 118. I'm really surprised. Listen to the first model.
You like to dance, don't you?
No, I don't.
You don't? I'm really surprised. I was sure you liked to dance.
Listen to the second model.
This park isn't dangerous at night, is it?
Yes, it is.
It is? I'm really surprised. I was sure this park wasn't dangerous at night.
Do exercise 1 based on the first model. You will hear the correct line after you speak. You begin. It's going to be a nice day tomorrow, isn't it?
No, it isn't.
It isn't? I'm really surprised. I was sure it was going to be a nice day tomorrow. Do exercise 2 based on the second model. You begin.
The children aren't asleep yet, are they?
Yes, they are.
They are? I'm really surprised. I was sure the children weren't asleep yet.
Do exercises 3 through 6. You will hear the correct line after you speak. You begin. 3.
This building has an elevator, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't? I'm really surprised. I was sure this building had an elevator.
4.
I don't have to wear a tie in this restaurant, do I?
Yes, you do.
I do? I'm really surprised. I was sure I didn't have to wear a tie in this restaurant.
5.
The post office hasn't closed yet, has it?
Yes, it has.
It has? I'm really surprised. I was sure the post office hadn't closed yet.
6.
You can swim, can't you?
No, I can't.
You can't? I'm really surprised. I was sure you could swim.
Page 120. Congratulations. Listen to the first model.
I have some good news.
What is it?
My wife and I are celebrating our 50th wedding anniversary tomorrow.
You are?
Yes, we are.
I don't believe it. You aren't really celebrating your 50th wedding anniversary tomorrow, are you?
Yes, it's true. We are.
Well, congratulations. I'm very glad to hear that.
Listen to the second model.
I have some good news.
What is it?
I got a $50 a week raise.
You did?
Yes, I did.
I don't believe it. You didn't really get a $50 a week raise, did you?
Yes, it's true. I did.
Well, congratulations. I'm very glad to hear that. Do exercises 1 through 4. You will hear the correct line after you speak. 1. We'll begin.
I have some good news.
What is it?
I won the lottery.
You did?
Yes, I did.
I don't believe it. You didn't really win the lottery, did you?
Yes, it's true. I did.
Well, congratulations. I'm very glad to hear that.
2. We'll begin.
I have some good news.
What is it?
I'm going to have a baby.
You are?
Yes, I am.
I don't believe it. You aren't really going to have a baby, are you?
Yes, it's true. I am.
Well, congratulations. I'm very glad to hear that.
3. We'll begin.
I have some good news.
What is it?
I've been promoted.
You have?
Yes, I have.
I don't believe it. You haven't really been promoted, have you?
Yes, it's true. I have.
Well, congratulations. I'm very glad to hear that.
4. You begin.
I have some good news.
What is it?
The mayor wants me to paint his portrait.
He does?
Yes, he does.
I don't believe it. The mayor doesn't really want you to paint his portrait, does he?
Yes, it's true. He does.
Well, congratulations. I'm very glad to hear that.
Page 122. You're right. Listen to the first model.
You know, the color blue looks very good on you.
Come to think of it, you're right. The color blue does look very good on me, doesn't it?
Listen to the second model.
You know, it isn't a very good day to fly a kite.
Come to think of it, you're right. It isn't a very good day to fly a kite, is it?
Do exercises 1 through 9. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. 1. You know, you work too hard.
Come to think of it, you're right. I do work too hard, don't I?
2.
You know, Rover is a very talented dog.
Come to think of it, you're right. Rover is a very talented dog, isn't he?
3.
You know, Uncle Frank hasn't called in a long time.
Come to think of it, you're right. Uncle Frank hasn't called in a long time, has he?
4.
You know, that was an awful movie.
Come to think of it, you're right. That was an awful movie, wasn't it?
5.
You know, this milk tastes sour.
Come to think of it, you're right. This milk does taste sour, doesn't it?
6.
You know, you have quite a few gray hairs.
Come to think of it, you're right. I do have quite a few gray hairs, don't I?
7.
You know, we really shouldn't be hitchhiking at night.
Come to think of it, you're right. We really shouldn't be hitchhiking at night, should we?
8.
You know, Chapter 9 is easier than Chapter 8.
Come to think of it, you're right. Chapter 9 is easier than Chapter 8, isn't it?
9.
You know, little Bobby talks in much longer sentences now.
Come to think of it, you're right. Little Bobby does talk in much longer sentences now, doesn't he?
Page 124. A broken engagement. Listen.
Dear John, it's been a long time since I have written to you, hasn't it? I'm sorry it has taken me such a long time to write, but I really don't know where to begin this letter. You see, John, things have been very difficult since you took that job overseas several months ago. It has been very difficult for me to be engaged to somebody who is 4,000 miles away, so I have decided that things have got to change. I have decided to move out of my parents' house. I'm going to get my own apartment.
I have started dating other guys. I want to break our engagement. And I gave your mother back the ring you had given me. I'm sorry things have to end this way. You do understand why I must do this, don't you? Sincerely, Jane.
Dear Jane, I received your letter today, and I couldn't believe what you had written. You haven't really decided to move out of your parents' house, have you? You aren't really going to get your own apartment, are you? You haven't really started dating other guys, have you? You don't really want to break our engagement, do you? And you didn't really give my mother back the ring I had given you, did you? Please answer me as soon as possible. Love, John. P.S. You do still love me, don't you?
Dear John, I have decided to move out of my parents' house. I am going to get my own apartment. I have started dating other guys. I do want to break our engagement. And I did give your mother back the ring you had given me. I know this must hurt, but I do have to be honest with you, don't I? I hope that someday you will understand. Goodbye. Jane.
Page 126. Unfair accusations. Listen. Michael's boss, Ms. Lewis, sent him a memo recently about his performance at work. In the memo, she said he had been working too slowly. She also said that he often got to work late. In addition, she observed that he had taken too many sick days the month before. She also mentioned that he wasn't very polite to the customers. And finally, she complained that he didn't get along well with the other employees. When Michael got the memo, he was very upset. He feels that his boss is making unfair accusations. Michael feels that he hasn't been working too slowly. He also feels that he doesn't often get to work late. In Michael's opinion, he didn't take too many sick days last month. He thinks he is polite to the customers. And he maintains that he does get along well with the other employees. Michael realizes that he and his boss see things very differently, and he plans to speak to her about this as soon as possible. Page 127. Listening. Listen and decide who is speaking. 1.
The mail isn't here yet, is it?
No, not yet.
That's what I thought.
2.
I did well on my exam, didn't I?
No, you didn't.
I didn't? I'm really surprised.
3.
You know, that suit looks very good on you.
Come to think of it, you're right. It does look very good on me, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I wonder if it's on sale.
Let's ask somebody.
4.
You've received our supervisor's memo, haven't you?
Yes, I have. 5.
You were driving over 70 miles per hour, weren't you?
I guess I was. Are you going to give me a ticket?
6.
I have some good news.
What is it?
You're fine. You can go home tomorrow.
I can?
Yes, you can.
I'm very glad to hear that.
Page 128. On your own. Now that you mention it. Listen.
You're tired, aren't you?
Tired? What makes you think I'm tired?
Well, you're falling asleep at the wheel.
Now that you mention it, I guess I am falling asleep at the wheel, aren't I? You're nervous, aren't you?
Nervous? What makes you think I'm nervous?
Well, you haven't stopped pacing back and forth since early this morning.
Now that you mention it, I guess I haven't stopped pacing back and forth, have I?
You're in a bad mood, aren't you?
In a bad mood? What makes you think I'm in a bad mood?
Well, you shouted at me for no reason.
Now that you mention it, I guess I did shout at you for no reason, didn't I?
End of chapter 9. By Side, Second Edition, Book 4, Chapter 10, Page 132. Would you like to go on a picnic with me today? Listen.
Would you like to go on a picnic with me today?
I don't think so. To be honest, I really don't feel like going on a picnic today. I went on a picnic yesterday.
That's too bad. I'm really disappointed.
I hope you understand. If I hadn't gone on a picnic yesterday, I'd be very happy to go on a picnic with you today.
Of course I understand. After all, I suppose you'd get tired of going on picnics if you went on picnics all the time.
Do exercises 1 through 9. You will hear the correct line after you speak. 1. We'll begin.
Would you like to play baseball with me today?
I don't think so. To be honest, I really don't feel like playing baseball today. I played baseball yesterday.
That's too bad. I'm really disappointed.
I hope you understand. If I hadn't played baseball yesterday, I'd be very happy to play baseball with you today.
Of course I understand. After all, I suppose you'd get tired of playing baseball if you played baseball all the time.
2. We'll begin. Would you like to see a movie with me today?
I don't think so. To be honest, I really don't feel like seeing a movie today. I saw a movie yesterday.
That's too bad. I'm really disappointed.
I hope you understand. If I hadn't seen a movie yesterday, I'd be very happy to see a movie with you today.
Of course I understand. After all, I suppose you'd get tired of seeing movies if you saw movies all the time. 3. We'll begin.
Would you like to go dancing with me today?
I don't think so. To be honest, I really don't feel like going dancing today. I went dancing yesterday.
That's too bad. I'm really disappointed.
I hope you understand. If I hadn't gone dancing yesterday, I'd be very happy to go dancing with you today.
Of course I understand. After all, I suppose you'd get tired of going dancing if you went dancing all the time.
4. We'll begin.
Would you like to work out at the gym with me today?
I don't think so. To be honest, I really don't feel like working out at the gym today. I worked out at the gym yesterday.
That's too bad. I'm really disappointed.
I hope you understand. If I hadn't worked out at the gym yesterday, I'd be very happy to work out at the gym with you today.
Of course I understand. After all, I suppose you'd get tired of working out at the gym if you worked out at the gym all the time.
5. We'll begin.
Would you like to eat at a restaurant with me today?
I don't think so. To be honest, I really don't feel like eating at a restaurant today. I ate at a restaurant yesterday.
That's too bad. I'm really disappointed.
I hope you understand. If I hadn't eaten at a restaurant yesterday, I'd be very happy to eat at a restaurant with you today.
Of course I understand. After all, I suppose you'd get tired of eating at restaurants if you ate at restaurants all the time.
6. We'll begin.
Would you like to drive around town with me today?
I don't think so. To be honest, I really don't feel like driving around town today. I drove around town yesterday.
That's too bad. I'm really disappointed.
I hope you understand. If I hadn't driven around town yesterday, I'd be very happy to drive around town with you today.
Of course I understand. After all, I suppose you'd get tired of driving around town if you drove around town all the time.
7. You begin.
Would you like to study algebra with me today?
I don't think so. To be honest, I really don't feel like studying algebra today. I studied algebra yesterday.
That's too bad. I'm really disappointed.
I hope you understand. If I hadn't studied algebra yesterday, I'd be very happy to study algebra with you today.
Of course I understand. After all, I suppose you'd get tired of studying algebra if you studied algebra all the time.
8. You begin.
Would you like to go shopping with me today?
I don't think so. To be honest, I really don't feel like going shopping today. I went shopping yesterday.
That's too bad. I'm really disappointed.
I hope you understand. If I hadn't gone shopping yesterday, I'd be very happy to go shopping with you today.
Of course I understand. After all, I suppose you'd get tired of going shopping if you went shopping all the time.
9. You begin.
Would you like to take a walk in the park with me today?
I don't think so. To be honest, I really don't feel like taking a walk in the park today. I took a walk in the park yesterday.
That's too bad. I'm really disappointed.
I hope you understand. If I hadn't taken a walk in the park yesterday, I'd be very happy to take a walk in the park with you today.
Of course I understand. After all, I suppose you'd get tired of taking walks in the park if you took walks in the park all the time.
Page 134. Do you realize what you just did? Listen. Do you realize what you just did?
No. What did I just do?
You just ate both our salads.
I did?
Yes, you did.
I'm really sorry. I must have been very hungry. If I hadn't been very hungry, I never would have eaten both our salads.
Do exercises 1 through 12. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. 1.
Do you realize what you just did?
No. What did I just do?
You just drove past my house.
I did?
Yes, you did.
I'm really sorry. I must have forgotten your address. If I hadn't forgotten your address, I never would have driven past your house.
2. Do you realize what you just did?
No. What did I just do?
You just stepped on my feet.
I did?
Yes, you did.
I'm really sorry. I must have lost my balance. If I hadn't lost my balance, I never would have stepped on your feet.
3. Do you realize what you just did?
No. What did I just do?
You just went through a red light.
I did?
Yes, you did.
I'm really sorry. I must have been daydreaming. If I hadn't been daydreaming, I never would have gone through a red light.
4.
Do you realize what you just did?
No. What did I just do?
You just hit me with your umbrella.
I did?
Yes, you did.
I'm really sorry. I must have been looking the other way. If I hadn't been looking the other way, I never would have hit you with my umbrella.
5.
Do you realize what you just did?
No. What did I just do?
You just painted the living room window.
I did?
Yes, you did.
I'm really sorry. I must have had my mind on something else. If I hadn't had my mind on something else, I never would have painted the living room window.
6. Do you realize what you just did?
No. What did I just do?
You just called me Gloria.
I did?
Yes, you did.
I'm really sorry. I must have been thinking about somebody else. If I hadn't been thinking about somebody else, I never would have called you Gloria.
7. Do you realize what you just did?
No. What did I just do?
You just drank all the milk in the refrigerator.
I did?
Yes, you did.
I'm really sorry. I must have been really thirsty. If I hadn't been really thirsty, I never would have drunk all the milk in the refrigerator.
8.
Do you realize what you just did?
No. What did I just do?
You just threw out my homework.
I did?
Yes, you did.
I'm really sorry. I must have thought it was scrap paper. If I hadn't thought it was scrap paper, I never would have thrown out your homework.
9.
Do you realize what you just did?
No. What did I just do?
You just put my pen in your pocket.
I did?
Yes, you did.
I'm really sorry. I must have thought it was mine. If I hadn't thought it was mine, I never would have put your pen in my pocket.
10.
Do you realize what you just did?
No. What did I just do?
You just put tomatoes in the onion soup.
I did?
Yes, you did.
I'm really sorry. I must have misunderstood the recipe. If I hadn't misunderstood the recipe, I never would have put tomatoes in the onion soup.
11.
Do you realize what you just did?
No. What did I just do?
You just gave Mr. Smith's medicine to Mr. Jones.
I did?
Yes, you did.
I'm really sorry. I must have mixed up Mr. Jones and Mr. Smith. If I hadn't mixed up Mr. Jones and Mr. Smith, I never would have given Mr. Smith's medicine to Mr. Jones.
12.
Do you realize what you just did?
No. What did I just do?
You just sat on my cat.
I did?
Yes, you did.
I'm really sorry. I must have thought it was a pillow. If I hadn't thought it was a pillow, I never would have sat on your cat.
Page 136. A Bad Day. Listen. Marcia made several bad decisions yesterday. She decided to drive to work, but she should have taken the train. If she had taken the train, she wouldn't have gotten stuck in a terrible traffic jam. She decided to have lunch with a friend at a small restaurant far from her office, but she should have gone to a place nearby. If she had gone to a place nearby, she wouldn't have been an hour late for an important afternoon appointment. She decided not to take the garbage out until after she got home from work that evening, but she should have taken it out in the morning. If she had taken it out in the morning, her cat wouldn't have tipped over the garbage pail and made such a mess all over the kitchen. And finally, that evening she decided to stay up late and watch a scary movie on TV. But she should have turned off the TV and gone to sleep. If she had turned off the TV and gone to sleep, she wouldn't have had terrible nightmares all night. Marcia certainly didn't have a very good day yesterday. As a matter of fact, she probably shouldn't even have gotten out of bed in the first place. If she hadn't gotten out of bed in the first place, none of this would have ever happened. Page 137. Listening. Listen and choose where the conversation is taking place. 1.
Excuse me, you just put my shirts in your machine.
I did?
Yes, you did.
I'm really sorry. I must have thought they were mine. Two.
Do you realize what you just did?
No. What did I just do?
You put too much pepper in the soup. Our guests will be sneezing all night.
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have been daydreaming.
Three.
I'm sorry. I must have thought this seat was mine.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. I'm getting off soon anyway.
Four.
What are you going to have?
I'm not sure. If I hadn't had the chicken every day last week, I'd have the chicken.
Five. You know, I really don't feel like shopping today. Could we go someplace else and take a walk?
Sure. That's fine with me.
Six.
If I had known this was going to be so boring, I wouldn't have bought a ticket.
I agree. I wouldn't have bought one either.
Page 138. You seem upset. Is anything wrong? Listen.
You seem upset. Is anything wrong?
Yes. The heating system in my building is broken.
I'm sorry to hear that. How long has it been broken?
For 2 days.
I know how upset you must be. I remember when the heating system in my building was broken. Is there anything I can do to help?
Not really, but thanks for your concern.
Page 140. Could you possibly come over and give me a hand? Listen.
Hello, Bob. This is Sam.
Hi, Sam. How are you?
I'm okay. Listen, Bob. I'm having trouble putting in my air conditioner. Could you possibly come over and give me a hand?
I'm really sorry, Sam. I'm afraid I can't come over right now. My relatives are visiting from Chicago. If my relatives weren't visiting from Chicago, I'd be glad to help you put it in.
Don't worry about it. If I had known your relatives were visiting from Chicago, I wouldn't have called you in the first place.
Page 142. On your own. Decisions. Listen.
Several years ago, my friends urged me not to quit my job at the post office. They told me that if I quit my job there, I would never find a better one. I didn't follow their advice, and I'm glad that I didn't. I decided to quit my job at the post office and found work as a chef in a restaurant downtown. I saved all my money for several years and then opened a small restaurant of my own. Now my restaurant is famous, and people from all over town come to eat here. I'm glad I didn't listen to my friends' advice. If I had listened to their advice, I probably never would have opened this restaurant and become such a success.
My brother thought I was crazy when I bought this car. He told me that if I bought this car, I'd probably have lots of problems with it. I didn't follow his advice, and I'm really sorry I didn't. Since I bought this car 2 months ago, I've had to take it to the garage for repairs 7 times. I wish I had listened to my brother. If I had listened to him, I never would have bought such a lemon.
My ski instructor insisted that I was ready to try skiing down the mountain. I told him that I was really scared and that I thought I needed much more practice. He told me I was worrying too much and that skiing down the mountain wasn't very dangerous. I decided to take his advice. I began to ski down the mountain, but after a few seconds, I lost my balance and crashed into a tree. I wish I hadn't listened to my ski instructor. If I hadn't listened to him, I wouldn't be lying here in the hospital with my leg in a cast. End of chapter 10.
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听啊，点儿看。